Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You guys know all about us, but we want to know about you. We know that somewhere in the world, someone downloaded this podcast, but we don't really know that much about you guys.
The people who support this show would love to know just a little bit about who's listening. If you have 2 minutes, it really does only take 2 minutes, you guys. Help us make the show an even better experience for you by telling us more about yourself.
Just go to ListenerQ, that's listenerq.com/basic, and take the short survey.
You can also give us direct feedback on the show, which we would love to hear. And as a thank you, you'll be entered into a drawing for a $100 Amazon gift certificate.
Ramble.
Pretty Basic.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to our podcast.
We can finally say it.
Shout it from the rooftops, like Sound of Music. The right reference? I don't know.
I don't really know.
My mom's going to be really disappointed in me. Anyways, well, if you missed the first episode, we, you know, did a little intro, talked about how we are YouTubers slash influencers. And I think it'd be really fun to talk about some things that maybe people don't know that come with being a YouTuber.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like maybe that... Things that you wouldn't know until you actually
I love it. It's like the second episode. We're already getting in there.
Down
just
to
like,
the
let's
nitty
just do
gritty.
It. You know,
yeah.
We said we're going to talk about that kind of stuff. Okay, cool. It can be very hard when it comes to meeting new people. Like, I can get nervous when I meet someone because there's so many times where I'm like, are you only really talking to me because I have followers? But then I feel guilty because I'm like, wait, what if they're not thinking about that? And now I'm just in my head.
Yeah.
And
like,
I
get
just,
over yourself,
and now I'm
honey.
Just, yeah, now I'm just being a freaking brat, being yeah. like, oh my God. Because it's not like, do you know what I mean?
I think a big problem that we have as YouTubers is anytime we, not necessarily complain, but we, you know, express that
the struggles.
Something that's hard, people are like, oh, like, your job is so
you're
easy,
yourself,
this and that. Yeah. But I, like, just coming from a normal standpoint, I feel like, you know, making friends, dating, whatever it is, it's already really hard.
Oh, completely.
It's up for anybody, it's hard. But then you add the whole extra layer of, is this person, like, what do they want from me? Whether it is clout or followers or whatever it may be, like, is there an ulterior motive to anything they're doing?
Mm.
And I've developed that. I feel like all of us feel that. And I've dealt with it personally. And then also I've seen so many close friends and people deal with it. And it breaks my heart. And it's really hard. And it's not me saying, like, boo me, like, so sad, like, woe is me. It's just, it's a fact. It happens and it sucks.
Okay, mic drop.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk.
For Remy's TED Talk. It can just be really hard. Like, for instance, there's some times where I'm, like, dating. And let me re-say that. There's some times where I don't date. No, okay, for real. I just get in my head and it's a big struggle. Like that's something that I worry about is if I date someone, are they just gonna be using me?
Oh yeah.
Or are they just only interested in me? Maybe they've convinced themselves they like me, but it's only because I have X amount of followers.
It's
and that
like
sucks
a little
to think
extra
that.
Extra bonus, like, ooh, she's special because
but it just
of
sucks. But I will say, me being real. Okay, so, like, there's, like, a few dating apps. I'm never really on them. But every now and then, I'll just do a little scrolling.
Swipe-a-roo.
But I will say, and this is just – it's a thing. Like, sometimes I'll see someone. Like, there was some musician who's well-known that I found on Raya, which is, like, a celebrity.
Oh,
it's, like, a
– Wait, I didn't even know about this story. Tell
me. It's, like, a celebrity, like – Raya's basically like you have to be approved to be on it.
It's stupid. I was on the waiting list for 3 years, everybody. I'm on now. Don't you worry. I'm making up for lost time.
But long story short, he's not a guy I would be interested in looks-wise. But because I knew him, I, of course, hit the heart.
Ooh.
Which is bad. That's bad. Like, but why? But it's just a thing people do. Like, how can you not? It's more interesting, which is bad. And I'm like,
sis is popping off. She's using arm motions.
They're everywhere.
She's going for
but
it.
It's a thing. It's a thing because I think that's also so. It's just hard because it makes me think, oh, people are probably I don't know.
I get it. If you're thinking that way, you can't help but almost understand that other people are thinking the same way as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just one of the – I think that's one of the big – I mean, you have I was literally about to be like, Rem, do you have any stories like that? And then I just realized you totally – hold on. But for real, are you fine? Can we talk about that?
I'm fine with it. Yeah. You know what?
I think it'd be great. I think they'd love to hear it. Hello, Pretty Basic listeners.
Ooh, I like that.
I know,
I like
fun.
The sound of that.
So fun saying. We wanted to take a second to talk to you guys about Care Of. Care Of has a really fun and online quiz that asks you about your diet, your health goals, and lifestyle choices. And it only takes 5 minutes to find out what type of vitamins and supplements you specifically need, because I don't know about you guys, but it can be very overwhelming sometimes for me when you go to the vitamin aisle and there are so many different things and you're told that you need different vitamins, and it can just get really overwhelming.
Oh, I completely agree. And you guys know that I'm really into the whole healthy lifestyle thing and things like that. So I love Care Of because your vitamins get delivered right to your door in personalized, easy to remember daily packs, which is perfect if you guys are on the go, just like us. We are like, honestly, never
busy.
Home. Busy gals. And it's really great because I'm very forgetful. So it's great because I can just throw the little packs in my purse and take them on the go with me and take them when I remember, wherever I'm at. Like, even if I'm driving or something, just take my vitamins on the go. It's great. And also, your monthly subscription box can be easily modified at any time, which is also super awesome.
I also think it's cool because everyone needs different things. Like, for instance, your results may be different from mine. And
I think
that's why it's important to see what you specifically need. And it's also really cool because they do have vegan and vegetarian options for all you people who are vegan or vegetarian.
Yeah.
Because it can be a struggle trying to find. You don't want to sit there reading the labels, and it's just great knowing they have them.
Yeah. So for 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter basic. That is takecareof.com and enter basic. Yeah, I will say I've had, I have a story time to share.
And in the first episode and the teaser, we said that we were going to spill some tea and we were going to be real and just say stuff we don't talk about on YouTube. So,
oh yeah, I definitely didn't talk about this on
second
YouTube.
Second episode, let's go.
Let's dive in. Okay, everybody's tea is piping hot. Are we pouring it? You letting the bag steep?
Oh,
we're ready.
It's ready.
It's steeping. The kettle is screaming. Anyways, I'm screaming. Let me preface this by saying, he's not a bad guy. This is not me, roasting him or anything like that. This is just strictly how I feel.
Yeah.
And kind of like from my point of view.
I will say stay till the very end to hear. I'm assuming you're going to say everything, but stay till the end to gather your thoughts.
As we said, Loesch is strapped right next to me in my love life roller coaster. So she already knows.
I love how we didn't plan for this to be the episode, but like here.
It's just a great,
we're going
fine.
For it. We're going
just
for it.
Letting it go. So we need a title. We need to start this off big and bad, I feel like, if I'm going to go for it.
Well, his nickname.
I was going to say. So Alicia and I like to give every guy in my life a nickname. We've got, for instance,
Bumble Boy. I love Bumble Boy.
We were rooting for Bumble Boy.
If Rem, that was all you.
We can tell the story of Bumble Boy next
week. That's another episode.
That's the one that got away. Yeah, we've got Pancake Guy. This one we would like to, I'm going to title a story time. The story of Clout Demon.
It's such a horror. Like, he got the run of the nicknames.
Okay, but he deserves it. But stay till the end. But he deserves it. So,
okay.
For those of you who don't know, I'm just going to fast forward through this whole
part. Fast forward.
Yeah, because, like, you already saw. I went on this quote-unquote date. I wouldn't say, even me going into it, full disclosure, I did not consider it a real date. My best friend, Eli, set us up.
Eli got you a guy to be in this date video.
Exactly. And it's actually this guy that I had previously matched with on Bumble, like, a long time ago.
Oh, so you guys were, like, actually, like, knew each other.
I will say, I actually specifically requested this guy.
Oh.
I will say. And the phone call was really funny. Eli, like, picks up the phone, calls. I was like, hey, I want to do this video. How about that guy from Bumble? And Eli's like, 1 second. We're in the phone, driving to Disneyland, and he calls him. And before this guy can even say hello to pick up the phone, Eli goes, how tall are you?
Such a you.
Which I didn't even ask this. And the guy goes, 6'1". And Eli goes, perfect. So do you want to do a video with Remy? Because Eli knows me. And Rem doesn't get out of bed for anyone under 6 foot.
Okay, but here's the problem. How tall are you?
5'3".
Okay, you need to save the tall guys for the tall girls.
No.
Okay, it's an every day we struggle with
this.
Mama
likes what she likes. I know, we've thought about this a lot. But anyways, so this guy made the cut. And full disclosure, he knew the video was happening. A lot of people actually asked me. They were like, hey, like, how is this video going to go? Like, how is he going to, like, how are you going to film him? This and that. Is he going to know? I was like, oh, no. Like, from the get-go, I told this guy, hey, I want to do this video. I'm going to film it. I will pay for everything. I'm going to, like, I will pick you up from your house. Mm. Like, I am taking you on this date for fun.
So was it was more of a shoot then? Or was it a date?
It was exactly a shoot. The thing is, I went into it knowing, like, yeah, like, it was called first date. But, like, it was a shoot. It was just, like, a fun, like,
shooting a video,
hanging
yeah.
out with like a guy.
Well, because
like,
most
I've
first dates
met.
Don't have a videographer exactly. following you around, recording every move you do,
and asking you for confessionals and things.
Did
like
you guys
that.
Like hold hands on this date?
I didn't. I actually really wanted to hold his hand at one point. I will say, I got like butterflies. I was like, oh my god, hold my hand. And we didn't hold hands though. But yeah, so the date. The thing is, the video was like exactly how it went. He asks me on a second date on this. Quote unquote first date, but I will say in my head, I was like really excited and I was like, okay, so this is like a real first date now. But I will say one thing that, you know, no matter how, and like I feel actually bad because no matter how great the date went, still in the back of my head, I was a little worried because I did know, I will say, I knew he wanted to be an actor. Mm. And again, like he could have done, not, he didn't do anything wrong.
No, it's nothing, I just know you and you never ever. Ever want to date an actor or model. Like, that's just a thing for you. You that's a hard no for you always. So I'm actually surprised you went through with it.
I know. Well, I think it's really funny, though, because, like, a lot of our friends are, like, always into the models and the actors. And, like, yeah, they are really cute. But for me, it just – I've seen it go so wrong in so many ways where they just get used for followers or clout or whatever
it
is.
I mean, you can't stereotype and say that's all the case. But I understand, especially on Riot.
After the video, I send the unlisted link to him, full disclosure. Like, you know, check the video, review it. You know, we're so excited about it. We edited it the next – not we, Eli. Edited it the next day. It was ready to go. He sends me the link. I send it to the guy. I'm like, hey, review. Let me know. Do you want to change anything? Do you want to take anything out? If you don't even want it to go up, let me know. And the guy was so sweet. He was like, oh, I love it. Thank you so much. I get the video up, and I post an Instagram to promote the video that went up. And – again, this is me in my own
head. I was
head.
Just about to say, did you tag him?
So that's the thing. I was like, I even confronted Eli. I was like, I don't know. Like, this might
You're
just
torn.
Be me on my – exactly. It was like inner turmoil. I was like, I want to tag him, but also like, I don't know. I basically posted the photo without tagging him. I didn't tag anybody. And I was just like, I'm going to see if he asks me to tag him. And
did
I will
he?
Say – he didn't. No, he didn't.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, so then I was like really
Yay, Cloud
excited.
Demon.
I was like, yay, Cloud Demon. 1 point for you. We'll retract them in a little bit. And then the video goes up. People are responding really well. And I will say he went from having 500 followers to 2,500, I think, overnight, which is 2,500 – or no, no, no.
2,000.
2,000 followers overnight is – a lot of followers. And think about it this way. 2,000 people went to my Instagram and looked
up. Because you didn't tag
him. Exactly. Who I was following and like found him or went to Eli's and followed. Like 2,000 people finessed to find this cute guy. Like good for you. Get what you want,
no,
girl.
Man.
What?
A lot of people probably followed him thinking you guys were actually dating. Or like dating.
I didn't think about that at all. I was like, yes, he's cute. Find it, honey. So all of this is the pre-story. Now this is when the juicy stuff starts happening. So video goes out and I, you know, I was like, whatever about it. Like we had our date scheduled for later on the next week. I was like, fine with it. People were started asking me about it. And like people were jazzed about the video. And then things started to get a little weird, I will say, following like the next, you
what
know.
What was the first thing that happened?
The video went up on Wednesday and then over the weekend, like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it got, it just
oh, I remember,
spun
I remember,
out of
I remember,
control.
I remember.
So I think the first thing
I remember
was,
you texting me.
What did I text you? I don't
you
even remember.
You said that he went live 7 times.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. So like a day or two after, all of a sudden, no, no, he posts his own
video.
He posts the video.
Good morning.
Basically, it's this video of him, like, it, which is fine. I mean, post whatever you want. Creative freedom, creative director of your own life. But he posts this video, and the caption is like, comment what I should do today. Like, P.S. This is what made me, my blood boil, cringing, skin crawling. Hit that follow button if you haven't already. Kissy face emoji.
Here's the thing, too. Here's the thing. There is a very distinct difference of making a video on your story or on Instagram versus talking to an audience.
Yeah.
There is a huge, huge difference. And I think that's a very obvious difference of when you're wanting to have an audience versus like, oh, you just have posting. Followers.
Oh, that, you know, that is a good point.
It's just interesting. It was the next day after your video went up.
Yes, the video.
But you know what? If people, you know, it's fine.
I will say, I am like a super chill person. I am like.
You're too chill sometimes, though.
Chill as it comes. And so the video went up, and I remember being like, ooh, like this is cringy. Like I just felt bad for him. I didn't feel bad for me. I was just like, ooh, honey, bad.
My face right now.
Anyways, yeah, this is so good. So then, you know, as the day ensues, I'm literally holding myself right now, everybody. As the day continues on, you know when someone goes live on Instagram, you're following them, you get the little like, blank has gone live. Blank has started a live video. So I start getting this, Clout Demon has started a live video. Clout Demon has started a live video.
Sorry, I pictured Clout Demon.
Literally by noon.
I wonder if someone's going to have that. Anyways.
Side note, I've changed his name in my contact, like his contact name to Clout Demon.
I remember.
Demon.
I was
it's
with
so
you.
So great.
But how was he in the lives? Did you watch them?
I think I watched like one or two, and then by like at one point I watched one and it was just him golfing, and I was like, okay, no one wants to see this. Even professional golfers don't want to. Tiger Woods, is that his name? Love sports. Okay. Love sports.
That's so funny.
He doesn't want to watch this. So as the day goes on, he starts going live more and more. Then my friends start noticing, like real friends in my real life. So I'm getting messages from like people from home and this and that, or like, right, what is this guy doing? I'm getting like screen recordings of his lives, and I'm gonna be completely honest, I started to get physically ill because it was more of just like, you're so stupid, Remy. Like, you saw this coming. Why did you let this happen?
Like, your gut told you.
I look
you.
Stupid now. Exactly. Like, I looked like an idiot for, like, letting this happen. So I was
well,
just
and
like,
now to his 2,000-plus followers, it's like...
In front of all of them.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about boobs. In case you didn't know, I love boobs.
She does.
I love a good bra. I love some support in my life. And you can find that with a good bra.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, let's talk about Third Love. So, in case you guys don't know what Third Love is, I actually heard about it from one of my best friends who is also an influencer. And she did a sponsorship. And I was like, oh, I need to try this because it sounds amazing. And I trust her, obviously.
Yeah. Hey, Rem, why don't you tell everyone what Third Love is?
Ooh, I will. So, Third Love has amazing bras. And what's actually really fun is they have a Fit Finder quiz, which we both took it. Over 10 million women have taken the quiz to date. And it's actually really fun.
It was.
Pretty much no time at all. And I actually found out that I'm wearing the correct bra size, which is great.
See, I found out I was wearing the completely wrong size.
I feel like that actually happens for a lot of people.
I'm a half size.
The thing is, half sizes don't really exist in normal bra stores. I've never heard of that until Third Love, honestly.
No, honestly, same. And that was the crazy part because I've been living a lie. My bra size has been wrong my entire life. I didn't even know you could have half of a size, which makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool that like people can take this quiz and find a bra that actually fits them.
Yeah, if my shoe can be half sizes, why can't my bras be half sizes?
Right?
We are 7.5 shoe sizes, so why not?
Yeah, I saw on their site that 50% of women fall in that half size cup range. Is
no,
that crazy?
No, wait, 50%?
50%.
Wow, that's
crazy.
Statistic.
While I was taking the quiz, I was like, oh my God, amazing. But they are super comfortable, I will say. I mean, we're not just saying that.
Oh,
honestly,
I'm wearing mine right now.
They're so comfortable.
It's so great. And I will say also, I have a problem with back fat, and like mine is not squeezing at all. Was that TMI? I'm sorry.
No, because you got the right size.
No, for
that's
real.
What it comes down to.
I'm loving it. So if you guys want to try out Third Love for yourself, go to thirdlove.com/basic now to get your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase.
Again, that's thirdlove.com/basic for 15% off today.
So yeah, people like, I'm getting like screen recordings. And at one point I got like mad at my best friend. I was like, please stop. Because he was just like laughing. He's like, this is so funny. I was like, this isn't funny. Like my feelings are really being hurt. Now I'm actually like not as chill anymore. I was like, please stop sending me these. And I'm not, you know, I'm not emotional, all these sorts of things. Like, I was, like, sitting at home just, like, I wanted to cry. I felt sick to my stomach. At one point, I told Eli, I was like, I need to take this video down. And Eli then starts getting so mad. He's like, no, like, this isn't your fault. Like, I'm going to talk to him. But also me still being chill, I was like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Like, it'll just blow over. Because for some reason, my mentality is always like, it's always going to blow over. Someone slapped me in the face because it's not always going to blow over. And I've learned this the hard way. But I'm just like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. So Eli's like, I'm going to say something. I'm like, no, don't say anything. It's going to be fine. Then, you know, night continues by like live 7 now.
Live 70.
Eli's in the live and he's texting me while he's in the live. And Eli, you know, goes in. And this is just Eli being his friend at this point. He's like, dude, how many times are you going to go live today? He comments that on the live. This Clout Demon replies back with, oh, you know, man, content, baby, content.
That's in the live, like him,
like live streaming. I comment, content, baby, content.
And I guarantee he was trying to look cool in front of all his followers.
But like, who says that?
Content, baby, content to your friend, to the friend who intro'd you to the. That's just one thing.
So I'm getting live text during this, and this is like 11:30 or something, and Eli's like,
content, baby, content.
So he's like, Rem, I'm saying something. I'm like, stop it, don't say anything. Until finally, like,
so douchey. Sorry, I'm still on that. Okay, keep going.
I love that we just said that because I'm gonna use it now throughout the rest of this podcast. I didn't know we could, and I'm going to. Uh-oh. So yeah, no, I'm gonna go. I was explaining it to Eli last night. I was like, can I say douchebag?
Yeah.
So then midnight strikes in my Cinderella moment. I get a text in all caps. Look at his bio. And I go over to his profile. I'm about to lay. I'm laying in bed with Daisy. He has changed his bio. Like, keep in mind, this is maybe 2 days after the video has gone live now. Name underneath. I believe it was changed to public figure. But to his actual bio, social media influencer. This is 48 hours.
I'm sorry. It's starting.
This is the part that gets Loesch riled up.
Every time. Without fail.
This is like 10th time I've talked to her about it too. Like, after this, Eli's like, I love you, Rem. I'm saying something. I was like, fine. Don't drag me into it. I don't want to be. This is a narrative that I would like to exclude myself from. But of course, obviously, I got dragged into it. It is about me. So Eli calls him. He calls me right after and tells me everything that happens. Hey, bud, what's going on? Eli's like, dude.
Because he just realized he said content, baby, content to him.
I'm pretty sure that hasn't. You know what? We need content, baby, content merch.
I would love that. We need to trademark that. Oh, my God. I will literally pay whatever to trademark that.
Just take our money.
Content, baby, content. That is amazing.
So Eli's like, dude, I just want to let you know, like, Remy feels used. Like, she's not going to tell you this. And I would have never said anything.
No, you wouldn't.
You know me. And he's like, Remy feels used. Like, you look like an asshole. You look awful. And you're painting yourself really badly. And the guy, and again, I'm telling you, he's like not an awful dude. He was like, oh my God, I wasn't raised this way. But again, I'm being very factual here. So Eli's just like, dude, I'm just letting you know. I'm being like your friend, just letting you know, like, Remy feels this way. She's not going to tell you. And this is how you're being perceived by her and everybody else. So just letting you know. And the guy's like, oh my God, like, when should I talk to her? And Eli's like, she's doing a lot right now. So just give her a couple days and then talk to her. And he's like, okay, thank you so much. You know, a couple days go by. I will say he laid low. Quite a bit. And I think since this, he has laid, you know, he's not going live 7 times a day anymore. We will say that. Kudos to him. Good for him.
Good for him.
So this is like a couple hours before Eli finally said something. I get a text from a friend from home who I have not spoken to in months. I haven't talked to this person. And I get just a text with a screenshot, a photo screenshot. And it just says, I'm going to be honest, this is the last place I thought that I'd see you
here. Where was it?
It was his Tinder profile, Cloud Demon's Tinder profile, because he's, like, in my hometown area. And so, like, my friend from home, like, saw it. And it's a picture of him and I on his Tinder.
But why would he do that unless you had followers?
I don't.
Do you see why I don't
I'm
date?
I'm going to be honest. This is some self-reflection. The thing is, like, his eye was like, one eye was closed in the photo. So it wasn't because it was a good photo. Like, I also just side note to any guy that's listening, which is like 0.001%.
Please never put your photo.
Stop putting girls in your profile. I don't care if she's your sister and you put in your bio, she's my sister.
No one's going to swipe, like, right on
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. I don't have time to read that it's your sister. All I see is I'm like, what? And then I just swipe left. This is just girl advice to a guy. But
why
anyways.
Would he put you in his Tinder profile?
I mean,
that is clout worthy. Do you see?
After I get that text, I was like, oh, I was already done. I am done.
Yeah,
done.
That would be, so, I think, well, for me, the
shut the door.
The social media influencer in the bio would have been it for me, but also the Tinder.
Well, I didn't know about social media influencer until after.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So this for me was already done. So imagine social media influencer after that.
So you see.
I text him.
You see you in his Tinder profile, and then you see he changed his bio to social media influencer.
Oh my God, I didn't even like put all this together in my head until right now.
You're too chill sometimes.
So I text him and I was like, hey, I'm actually, you know what, I will say, I was actually busy the day again that I had rescheduled the dates, but I was like, I'm sorry, like, I'm gonna need
to
reschedule.
Did you have like a brand something?
I had a brand thing. Like, yeah, I had to go to something. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm sorry, I have to like reschedule again. But at this point, I just left it open-ended. I didn't pick another day. At this point, I was like, done.
Sorry, I'm busy.
Sorry, flick him off into the back to Ohio, wherever you came from.
They're always from Ohio.
They're always from Ohio. A couple days later, I get this long paragraph in the morning, and I will say I was busy all day, and I was just like, you know, I'm really sorry. It's come to my attention that I've been perceived in a way that I, you know, don't want to be, and I'm so sorry. I Googled, and it said to do this, and it's just like my world has been turned upside down, and this and that,
my
and blah, blah,
my world
blah,
has
blah.
Been turned upside down.
But you know what?
Poor like, guy. It probably had. Like, no, imagine going
that's
from
a lot of followers.
500 to 250, like 2,500. That is a lot.
It is a lot. And so, and I.
But they're like, your followers.
I don't care if they're my followers. But, and the thing is, maybe they're not. We don't know.
Okay, you happen to make a video where he's in and then say his name and now all of a sudden the next day he has 2,000 plus followers.
I'm just saying, there is a chance that they're not. And so I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. We've been there. You've jumped from 500 followers to 2,000, whatever. Like, maybe not overnight, but you know that excitement that you get with it when you get – I get it. So I reply back. And, you know, like, later that night I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I've been busy. But just know, like, I really appreciate your apology. If you need any advice, like, I get how crazy it can be. Like, you can reach out. I'll be here to help you, whatever you need. Like, thank you again. I do appreciate it. And then I was like, okay, story done. Book closed.
End of a chapter.
Done.
Nope.
Or so I thought. done. So, yeah, up until here, like, I don't not like the guy. I'm like, it's fine. Like, he's just, like, you know, little lapse in, like, lots of judgment, but it's fine.
But
anyways, couple of weeks go by, and we go to Fashion Week.
No.
Oh my God, I forgot. Are we talking about my mom? The comments. Oh yes. Okay. Oh, sorry, I forgot a whole chunk of it. Okay, like a couple weeks go by. I'm like, I can unfollow him now. I think it's fine. I honestly like. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not his biggest fan. I don't hate him, but I'm not his biggest fan. Like, I don't really.
You're not gonna
see
block
his
him, but you would unfollow him.
I was like,
that.
You know, it's fine. Like. I think time has passed enough. I did know. I was like, someone's probably going to say something. But at this time, like, it's settled down enough that it's not going to be too many people. So I unfollow him off Instagram. And I think it's fine. I don't even go back to check because I'm so over it at this point. My mother, who, let me just say, Kris Jenner works hard. Suzanne Cruz works harder. I get screenshots. Oh, my God. Did you know that Cloud Demon is on Instagram replying to people's comments about why you unfollowed him and this and that? Like, my own personal TMZ of my own life. And I was like, Suze, calm down. Like, I don't want to hear this right now. And so I'm reading it.
No, you need to hear this.
People
I'm
are
on
commenting.
Her side.
Where at this point, what's actually really funny is you and I are sitting at that place where we're eating ourselves. Seymour's in New York. If you guys watch the vlogs. The,
Boy Jama.
That's what the vlog is titled. This is when I'm getting the text from my mom. And that actually is what we start talking about in the vlog. People go onto his Instagram and comment. They're like, why did Remy unfollow you? This and that. A normal person would just delete them or just not reply. You know what I mean? There is no drama. Like, literally nothing happened between us. He is going back and commenting to people. Your guess is as good as mine. Sad face. This and that. Like stirring the pot.
Here's my thing with that. It's almost like he can reply. He can not reply. Like, that's his choice. It's a comment on his page. I think, for me, the principle is the fact that why would you say that when you're the reason he has those followers? Do you see?
Yeah.
Why? He's like putting
Do you hear
you,
my unsureness? Like, yeah. I think.
No. And you were so nice saying, let me give you tips. Let me do this or
and
whatever.
I'm genuinely mentioning. I don't say things I don't
remember
mean.
Remember the Tinder profile. Remember the, like, the content baby content and being just like rude. And like all this stuff together. To me, I'm just like, why would you ever do that to someone who's been so nice to you? And like you even said, I'll help you in any way that you want to if you like.
Yeah.
And give you advice.
That
and yet he's being like.
That is mean.
Yeah, that's mean.
This is a really good therapy session. Thank you.
I'm like screaming right now.
No, it's true. Like that I, you know, I saw
like,
that.
And if he wants. So.
I was so. The thing is, by this point, I was so just like, I rolled my eyes and I was like, I'm over it already. Like, I wasn't bothered. I was just like, dumb. Moving on.
Okay, so I don't know about you, but literally one of the biggest questions I get is a viewer coming up and they ask advice on starting a YouTube channel or Instagram and just getting started and they're kind of lost and they don't really know
what to do. Where to even start. Oh, all the time I get that. And honestly, I've talked about this before, but I feel like an undiscovered gem is something called Skillshare. I've told you about
you've
it, right?
Talked, yeah, you've totally
I
mentioned this.
I love it. I've actually worked with them before on my vlog channel, and it is seriously amazing. Skillshare is an online learning platform with over 20,000 classes in different categories like business, design, technology, and so much more.
No, I think that's amazing because it can be for anyone, whether it's just a hobby or you want to actually have a full profession in it, or maybe you just want to take a class or two because you're bored. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, but you can pick. You can do social media, you can do photography, mm-hmm. you can do business. There's literally so many different classes you can take.
I actually did a bunch of cooking ones too, which is like on the other side of the spectrum, but you know I love cooking.
You would I'm sure you learned a lot too.
Oh, I learned how to make French, I'm going to say this wrong, macarons.
Macarons.
You did it better than me. People were dragging me for that. But I learned how to do that and I've always wanted to. And what's really cool is the people that actually teach on there are experts in that field. Mm. So I got to learn how to make those from like an actual French chef, which was really cool. I also learned a bunch of like healthy recipes and things to make. And then I shared those with my viewers. So it was just really fun. And I have the app on my phone right now. I use it all the time to just watch videos. And what's really cool is they break every video down into like specific segments, which makes it really easy to like jump to what you want. I could talk forever about this. I love it. And I stand by them. So thank you to Skillshare for sponsoring us again. Thank you for believing in me again.
So go to Skillshare.com/basic and get 2 months of Skillshare for just 99 cents.
That is right. Skillshare is offering Pretty Basic listeners 2 months of unlimited access to over 20,000 classes for just 99 cents, which is a really good deal.
To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/basic. Go start your 2 months now at Skillshare.com/basic.
Side note, Ava just texted me, I have a man for you. Perfect. Wait for next episode.
Oh my God.
So that's happening. I'm just like, oh, like rolled my eyes, whatever. Moving on again. We continue at Fashion Week. This is the last day. We're about to come home. I have forgotten about it. Then I receive a text saying, hey, Rem, do you have a minute? From Cloud Demon, of course. And so side note, big pet peeve of mine. I don't like when people call me Rem if I don't like you. Second of all, if I don't know you that well.
Yeah.
I strongly feel very passionately that you deserve you have to earn. Thank you. You have to earn the right to a nickname. So
that's
he says,
me with Lita.
Right. No, I still feel weird calling you Lita. This is just like, just you so you know. Okay, thank you. So he's like, hey, Rem, do you have a minute? I'm like, yeah, I'm in like New York. What's going on? Because like we were busy. Yeah. But like still, I am nice. I'm not a girl to not reply to any message, as we all know. So he sends me this long paragraph again. Basically, just saying how he has wanted to be in the entertainment industry. That's why he moved to LA and he wants to start a YouTube channel now.
Oh, he does.
Like, vouch for me here. I am the most supportive of everybody starting a YouTube channel. Like, anybody. My dog should start a YouTube channel. Everyone should because it's fun. And it's
you should start a YouTube channel.
You get a YouTube channel. You get a URL. You get a channel. Just because, like, it's fun and I love it and it changed my life. So everyone should. But just coincidentally.
Tell me. Sorry.
No.
Sorry, jump again.
So he's... Oh, you're jumping in. Okay.
Yeah, I'm jumping in. Had he ever said he wanted to be a YouTuber before?
I didn't know YouTuber. I did know actor. I will say he did express that he wanted to act. And I think model. Which again, actor / model. Good one, Rem. So, not YouTuber. But like also... Everybody wants to be a YouTuber. I think once you like see how fun it is, everyone would want to. Okay.
But see, that's the thing really, 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 really bothers me is they just see the benefits of it. They see people coming up to you. They see the 2,000. I didn't even try. She didn't even tag me and I got 2,000. Imagine if I'm actually like grow this. Wow. Get that. And then all of a sudden changed my bio. Now I'm a YouTuber. Like it bothers me when people just think it's easy.
Yeah.
But also though,
they're not going to know it's not easy until they do it. So that's why I highly encourage, do it.
No, yeah. And I'm probably sounding so bratty right now. I'm not, like, for me, that's just one of my biggest things of when people think we don't work hard and they just decide to do it and think it's easy.
Yeah.
I will say, I also agree. I tell everyone, like, yeah, if you want to do it, you should do it. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. But I think a lot of people get jaded and blinded by, like, they only see the perks of it mm-hmm. and the clout mm-hmm. that they're like, oh, I'm going to do it. Yeah. And it just really bothers me because I'm like, no, like, we work so hard. Ooh, sorry, I had to get that off my chest. Continue with the long paragraph.
Continue on. Oh, yeah, sorry. So he says that he wants to be a YouTuber and that, like, now – you know, he's been saving his money and now is as good of time as any to start. He wants to start this channel, and but he wants my blessing because the first video is going to be an intro to him. And oh, yes, I know. I forgot to. So he goes, oh, like, my first video is going to be all about me, an introduction to myself and, you know, like, why, what I want to obtain. And then the second video is going to be titled – quote unquote, addressing the rumors. And he wants to basically answer, this is word for word, answer all the questions that the people have had for a while because they deserve to know what happened between us. And, you know, like they were so intuitive with the video and blah, 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 which, you know.
That sounds like clickbait to me.
So he goes on to finish this paragraph by saying, asking if I want to be in the video or if, like, he's basically saying, he's like, I don't want to use your tags or your name or your photos without your permission.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was actually nice. I even want to be in the video. Like, he would love for me to be in the video.
Of course you
and
would.
So I read this, and I'm reading this to Alicia. We're standing outside with our publicist. It's Alicia, my publicist, our publicist, and myself outside of this show. And we are all screaming verbally in the streets of New York, screaming. Oh, and I'm just like, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know.
You were so over it by then. You're just like, I don't care. I just want to get it all done.
I just, like, don't want this anymore. Like, please just drop it, dude.
Do you regret filming the date video?
No, because I did learn a lot. I did.
Okay.
I don't regret it. I learned. Yeah. We'll just leave it.
You learned. Okay.
We learned. So I respond back, and I basically, again, I'm over it at this point. And I'm just like, hey, man, just want to say, first of all, thank you so much for telling me and, like, reaching out, because a lot of people wouldn't have. A lot of people would have just posted the video without saying anything. I will say that. So I did appreciate that. And I said, in my opinion, what I've learned through, again, 5-6 years of YouTube, make – and this is what I say in any panel, anytime anybody asks me – make videos that you want to make videos about. If you are passionate about something, make it about that, and then people will follow you because they are – also interested in that. If you make this video about the drama, I also said word for word, you and I know nothing happened between us because
there's no rumors to address.
We left it at Disneyland. We left it when I dropped him off back at his house and I never saw him again. Like, you and I know nothing happened. So these people are going to go to this video for the drama. There's a reason why I haven't said anything about it on basically any social media platform, because there is nothing to say. I just unfollowed because it's done. And so I told him, I was like, you can say whatever you want. I mean, obviously he can say. I'm talking about it on this podcast. He can say it. He can make the video if he wants. Just in my opinion, if you are trying to gain a following and you want to do this as a career, if you want to make it in this industry, make content that you want to make. Because people are going to go to this video for the drama, for the tea.
Like, he's going to be known as the Remy's date dude
from
the video. Yeah,
the guy from the video.
But if you truly – and this is what we get really, really passionate about. And we've seen this a lot with other, like, people who do YouTube and, like, kind of go about it the wrong way like this. Like, yes, you will get those clickbait views and you'll get them really fast. But if you truly, truly – if he truly wants to be a YouTuber, it's so much more harm than good.
A social media influencer.
Sorry.
Thank you.
If he wants to be a social media influencer – like, that's just the worst way to go about it.
Yeah.
Because it's just people are coming for drama, for you, whatever, and then they're not going to stay for him. So it's better to make such, like, it's better just to make content that he wants to make.
I didn't get a reply back, which I feel like I could have gotten a reply. I feel like even just a thank you. So at this point, I was like, I don't even know if this video is going to be made. Like, I have no idea. But I was just like, okay, like, I gave him my advice and that's it. Guys, so our next sponsor goes out to Lola, which, if you guys don't know what Lola is, it's a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes.
I've totally used them. I was telling you about them.
Yeah, you actually were the other day.
Guys, I'm not even just saying this. I love their products. And I don't know if you know this, but the FDA actually doesn't make brands put in a list of everything that's in feminine products.
That's crazy because it's going inside of my body.
Is that not crazy to you?
That's gross.
But I know on Lola's website they have everything out, which is really cool. It's just, like, super transparent, which I think is really cool. And low key, my favorite part was I never ran out of tampons.
Oh my God, the amount of times that I realize and it's too late that I don't have any when I started my period.
And no, that's the coolest part is every single month you have your tampons there at your door and you never have to worry about it. And I know they have pads and other stuff too, but that's what I love it. You guys should get it.
That's great. And what I also love is that it's founded by women for women.
Yes!
Which, being an all-women podcast,
girl
great.
Power!
Girl power! So, as you guys can tell, we think this is absolutely amazing. And for 40% off of all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter basic when you subscribe. We thought it was done then, which is, like, a nice peaceful ending. I feel like a good
wait,
close.
Wait, I thought it was done. What happened?
Are you kidding me?
Am I blinking?
This is the blocking portion. This is why I blocked as of now.
Oh my God, go.
Like, a few weeks later after this is now a couple weeks ago, I was telling my friend this story. And I told her everything. And, you know, it was just like, oh, like, it sucks that it, you know, all my feelings were validated. But, like, I learned from it, like, you know. And so she's like, okay, I finished the story. And I was like, okay, like, how do we feel? She's like, I want to see a picture because I need to put a face to the name. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course. So I pull up his Instagram.
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay. I pull up his Instagram, and my fat finger accidentally likes his photo. Let me just start by saying that. His most recent photo.
Here's the funny thing. If he actually knew, one, why you were going to his page, two, and how you liked his photo.
He probably thought I was obsessed with him or something. I was just like, okay, like, oh, shoot. And I remember her being like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, I just don't care. I was like, whatever. So I was like, it's fine. So I just unlike it. And she's like, oh, I really want to see his story, but you don't follow him. And I was like, oh, I don't care. So I watched his story, and it was something boring. It was like his bed, like, good morning or something, whatever. And I was like, ah, anticlimactic, whatever. I go home. I'm just doing some editing. I look at my phone. I have a text from Club Demon that says, and I quote, with a screenshot of, like, who watched his story, like, viewers of the story, and I'm at the top. And it says, quote, unquote, so you don't follow, but you're still watching my stories.
Oh, my.
Sunglasses. You know, like, the little, like, smirky, like, douchey guy with the sunglasses emoji. Everything okay? Rem.
I just stood up. Oh, my God.
Again, hate the nickname. And so
no,
my
who
problem,
does that?
That's the thing.
Who
that is the thing. That is
I would
my
never.
This is my, like, final straw. Oh, also, he called me, left me a voicemail. I wish we could. Could we put the voicemail in here? Is
we
that
have to
illegal?
Voice disguise. Yeah, that's illegal.
Dang it. Okay, well, I'll just quote it
unless
again.
Unless you're
then.
In certain states, I think, right? It's, we can fly to a state and.
No, no, but unless
kidding.
It happened.
I'm kidding.
New
I'm
York.
Totally kidding.
I'm on the flight already right now. Are you going to jump on with me? So
I'm totally kidding.
So he calls me and he's like, hey, Rem, it's Cloud Demon. Call me back. And I was like, lol, block. I literally blocked. And so the only, like, my biggest issue with this is just, like, first of all, don't call me Rem. Second of all, what nice human being, like, thinks to formulate that sentence? Do you know what I, do you
no,
know what I mean?
No. Yeah. And I think that just shows, like, that is his real character, even though he's saying, no, I'm not normally like this. Maybe,
yes, honey,
maybe he's
look
like,
in the mirror. You are like this. If
yeah.
And, like, I, all, you and I.
Wait, wait, can you just read the text one more time? I just want to hear it.
Oh, don't worry.
One more
it's,
time.
It's ingrained in my brain. I have it, like, what is it? Photographic memory. So you don't follow, but you're still watching my stories. Smiley face. Or not smiley face. Sunglasses emoji. You good, Rem? Everything's still good? I don't know. Something with you good, Rem?
Oh.
Like, do you see, I feel like I'm not getting my point across, but just, like, what? Considerate.
No, I think everyone listening right now is like, oh, that's why we needed to stay till the very end.
Like, what? And, like, this is the epitome of
Tyra
Banks.
Cloud Demon.
We were rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you.
Me replying back in New York. You know,
you were so
my
nice.
Professional. Like, I make the video if you want, dude. I know the thing is, I know even people, if he had made that video, people watching it, people that don't like me would have watched it and been like, yeah, like, we hate her. She's the worst. And, like, I knew that. But I still said, if you want to make the video, make the video. Because, you know, if he wants to make a video, that's fine. He has creative control. I mean, I know a big thing with that video, too, is people were like, oh, like, you're using him. Like, he's using you. Like, but the thing is, I feel like from the beginning, I was. Full disclosure, like, I want to make this video. If you want to be included, perfect. If not, I'll find someone else.
But you totally could have. You could have hired an actor. You could have hired someone to actually hold your hand, even kiss for the thumbnail.
Ew.
Like, no, you could have. You literally could have done that if you were trying to do that for views. So I think for this, you were, like, actually into. Like, you were into him.
Oh, side note, I forgot one thing. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I didn't even realize this. Actually, you brought this to my attention. She doesn't know what I'm about to say. During the day, so Eli, as I said, edited the video. So I didn't see a lot of I didn't see anything except for the final cut. He expressed to me later when I was already kind of, like, you know, feeling a little weird about it, that in every, like, confessional thing where we, like, stood to the side and, like, answered questions, we did, like, four or five of those. Every single time without fail, he kept mentioning, Eli's like, so, like, what do you think? He's like, oh, well, she has so many subscribers coming up.
Are you
I
kidding?
Love watching her. Well, so when I heard that and I was like, oh, like, that's sweet that he notices, like,
no!
that I'm being nice. But
no!
you feel so strong.
Because he's noted, like, that.
See, in my head and in my heart, I was like, oh, that's so nice that he, like, notices, like, that I'm, like, being nice and that I'm, like, doing this. But you were like, no, like, he is noticing that people are coming up to you and noticing this, which I will say I've been with other guys that I've, like, been seeing who subscribers come up and they like make it like they mention it once and it's like, oh, it's funny, it's cool, but then we drop it. Whereas the fact that he like reiterated, I should have known. Footage. I think we have the raw footage.
Yeah, Rem,
still.
I think sometimes you're just too chill and you're just like, eh, and that's when I'm if you're like, no, that's not fair. that's not okay.
Yeah. Well, that to don't worry for being chill. That text message made me not chill. So that was it.
I think that's the perfect ending to this story. That is the end.
That is the end because I blocked. I still, the thing is, I don't think he's a bad guy.
No, I think honestly, he probably just got excited about it all and was like, oh, like, I really like this. And who doesn't want like having like 2,000 followers being like, oh my God, you're so cute. Oh my God. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he probably got into it, which is fine. I think just that last comment really. Anyways. Wow, thank you for that.
Yes, of course. We really popped off. We really did say we were going to spill the tea, and we spilled the tea.
I love how this is the second episode. Dang. Well, yeah, I feel like this is a whole conversation we can talk about in other episodes, too. But thanks for that story time.
Of course.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to Pretty Basic.
Yes.
And, of course, don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe. It really helps us out.
Yes, and be sure to listen on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to your podcasts.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Oh, you'll hear us.
Well, you'll hear us next time.
We'll get the hang of this.
Okay, bye. Bye.